Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Mark, Chapter 1.
Later, John was in prison. At that time, Jesus went to Galilee. He told people the good news about God. Jesus said, "Now is the time when the kingdom of God has come very near. You have done many wrong things. Turn away from them and change the way that you live. Believe God's good news." One day, Jesus was walking along the shore of Lake Galilee. He saw two brothers called Simon and Andrew. Their job was to catch fish. They were throwing their nets into the lake to catch fish. Jesus said to them, "Come with me and be my disciples. Then I will teach you how to catch people instead of fish." Simon and Andrew immediately put down their nets, and they went with Jesus. Jesus continued to walk along the shore. Soon he saw two more men who were brothers. They were called James and John. They were the sons of Zebedee. They were in their boat and they were mending their nets. Immediately, Jesus asked them to come with him. They left their father and his workers in the boat, and they went with Jesus to be his disciples.
Can I imagine being on the lakeside? Can I feel the rocking of the boat? Can I hear the water lapping up against the side? Can I smell the fish? Can I imagine Jesus coming along the shore? Can I hear him call out my name? Stay with the scene as we hear the story again.
Later, John was in prison. At that time, Jesus went to Galilee. He told people the good news about God. Jesus said, "Now is the time when the kingdom of God has come very near. You have done many wrong things. Turn away from them and change the way that you live. Believe God's good news." One day, Jesus was walking along the shore of Lake Galilee. He saw two brothers called Simon and Andrew. Their job was to catch fish. They were throwing their nets into the lake to catch fish. Jesus said to them, "Come with me and be my disciples. Then I will teach you how to catch people instead of fish." Simon and Andrew immediately put down their nets, and they went with Jesus. Jesus continued to walk along the shore. Soon he saw two more men who were brothers. They were called James and John. They were the sons of Zebedee. They were in their boat and they were mending their nets. Immediately, Jesus asked them to come with him. They left their father and his workers in the boat, and they went with Jesus to be his disciples.
Jesus tells the fishermen that he would teach them to fish for people. I wonder what Jesus would do with what I'm good at doing. What can Jesus show me about my life? How would Jesus live my life if he were me? The fishermen, Simon and Andrew, James and John, left everything to follow Jesus around. I can't follow Jesus around the countryside the same way they did. How can I follow Jesus? Talk to Jesus now about being close to him and following him in your life today. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.